The man had neither common sense nor military experience. He could not read a map. On field exercises, he would turn to his XO and ask, "Hester, where are we?" Hester would try to locate the position for him without embarrassing him, but all the men knew what was going on. Sobel made up his mind without reflection and without consultation, and his snap decisions were usually wrong. One night at Tekoa, the company was out in the woods on an exercise. It was supposed to be on the defensive, stay in position and be quiet and let the enemy come into the killing zone. No problem, as Winters recalled, just an easy job. Just spread the men out, get them in position. Everyone be quiet. We're waiting, waiting, waiting. Suddenly a breeze starts to pick up into the woods, and the leaves start to rustle. And Sobel jumps up. "Here they come! Here they come!" God almighty, if we were in combat, the whole damn company would be wiped out. And I thought, I can't go into combat with this man. He has no damn sense at all. Winters recognized that Sobel was a disciplinarian and he was producing a hell of a company. Anytime you saw Easy, by God, the men were sharp. Anything we did, we were out in front. Private Rader said of Sobel, "He stripped away your civilian way of doing things and your dignity, but you became one of the best soldiers in the army." In Winter's opinion, the trouble was Sobel could not see the unrest and the contempt that was breeding in the troops. You lead by fear, or you lead by example. We were being led by fear. I asked every member of Easy that I interviewed for this book if the extraordinary closeness, the outstanding unit cohesion, the remarkable staying power of the identification with Easy came about because of or in spite of Sobel. Those who did not reply both said it was because of Sobel. Rod Stroll looked me in the eye and said flatly, "Herbert Sobel made E Company." Others said something similar, but they nearly all hated him. That feeling helped bring the company together. No doubt about it, Winters said. It was a feeling everybody shared. Junior officers, non-coms, enlisted men, we all felt exactly the same way. But, he added, it brought us together. We had to survive Sobel. They hated him so much that even when he should have earned their respect, he failed. While at Tekoa, everyone, enlisted and officer, had to pass a qualifying physical test.